Elliot Friedman, brought to you by Calgary Lock & Safe. Lost your keys? Calgary Lock & Safe can rekey or recode your locks. Visit CalgaryLockAndSafe.com.
Hello, Mr. Friedman. Happy Monday to you, my friend. Thanks for fitting us into the schedule today. I know that you've got a busy Monday, and you've got the Leafs and the Oilers coming up in 90 minutes. How are you on this fine Monday?
I'm good, and Pat, thank you for understanding. We just finished the production meeting, as is normal. Absolutely nothing of use was accomplished, but you still have to attend them anyway.
See, attendance is compulsory.
It's mandatory.
That's why you're such a great employee, my friend. The trade deadline, 2 weeks from today, and I guess in 14 days from now, the deadline will have already passed at this time. But do you feel like buzz is starting to pick up? We just had a minor trade between LA and Ottawa, but do you feel like the buzz is starting to pick up around the league?
Well, I think the one GM who's really jumped into it with both feet is Kevin Adams in Buffalo. And, like, I think there's, like, the Central Division has kind of mucked everything up right now. Chicago's come back towards the group, and you've got Nashville in the race, and Columbus, though they had an awful weekend, is in the race. You know, St. Louis has been weirdly poor. And, you know, their last 21 games, I looked at their schedule this morning, Pat, they've got 18 games left with Colorado, Minnesota, and Vegas. They play Anaheim twice and Arizona once. Like, they don't get healthy and get scoring, it's a problem. So what I think has happened is that Kevin Adams has said, look, like, we're under no pretense here. You know, everybody can see what our situation is. We're selling. And I think he's getting – I guess when we were kids, we said – the phone was ringing off the hook. Now that his text messages or his phone's blowing up, I guess. And, you know, they made the one move with Stahl. They're open for business. There's a lot going on. And, you know, I think he's just kind of figuring out, you know, what he's going to do. Now, I think he was talking to St. Louis about something. Now, I wondered if it was Hall. I said I wondered if it was Hall because St. Louis is having trouble scoring. I got some pushback on that. But I think they were discussing something, and I'm just not sure. I mean, the problem with Hall is his number's so big, right? So, I had a couple teams tell me they think that it might be a little longer for him just so the number can go down, but we'll see. I mean, I think a lot of it's in Buffalo's hands right now, and we got to wait to see what happens with some of these other teams.
Well, and I believe, as you mentioned, both on Saturday headlines and in today's 31 Thoughts, which is up at sportsnet.ca right now, sounds like Buffalo is looking for a first-round pick for Hall, but it seems like there is some uncertainty as to whether or not there's confidence they'll actually get that. Is that right?
Yeah, and, like, you know, I think, like, I said this last week, you know, that I said this last week, I do a hit in Buffalo every Thursday morning on that show with Andrew Peters and Craig Revay. And, you know, they asked me, do you think they'll get a first round pick for Hall? And I said, Pat, it's going to be hard unless you get a bidding war, because I think that it's a buyer's market that decreases the prices. And even though this draft is really screwed up this year, you know, a couple of teams have made good points to me. They said that, you know, with the cap going nowhere over the next few years, you're going to need guys on ELCs who can play for you. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely going to need it. And they think it's going to make it harder for some of these teams to be willing to give up first rounders. So, like, could they get a first rounder for Hall? Yeah, they could. I just think it's a bigger challenge this time than a lot of us have realized, and especially for a rental. So, you know, I think there's going to be interest in him. I just think you're going to need a lot of interest or a little bit of interest enough to create a battle where someone says, okay, I'll give you the first rounder. Like, Stahl went for a third and a fifth, right? I actually thought that was a pretty good return for Carolina. Now, Buffalo tried to get a second. Nobody was willing to do that. So I think that kind of tells you where the market is.
So we know Hall is on an expiring contract. We know Eichel's situation is kind of up in the air because of his health. So who else are we talking about that might be moving from Buffalo?
Sorry, can you repeat that? I just got a text and I had to look at.
No problem. I just asked, who else might be moving from Buffalo? If it's, we've talked about Hall. Stahl's gone. We know Eichel's situation is up in the air. Who else might be on the block there?
Well, I think they're willing to consider just about anything, right? You know, like, I got to think that, you know, Dahlin, like, you know, what? I mean, I guess anybody could be traded, but if I'm Buffalo, I'm being, you know, really careful with that. You know, I think almost everyone's in play. I know they've been asked about Monador. I know they've been asked about Ristolainen. I think one of the more interesting decisions they're going to face there is Reinhardt. You know, Sam Reinhardt, like a lot of teams have told me, he's played really hard this year. And you can tell he really cares. And I think there's certainly a conversation in Buffalo about how, you know, he takes a lot of pride in wearing the uniform, and I think they'd like to keep him for that reason. But at times, he's also looked really shell-shocked, Pat. And I think they're going through a big decision there. A, well, you got to get an offer that makes you want to think about it. But B, like, I think they kind of want him to be part of their team. So, like for me, I really believe that they'll listen on just about anything. I don't know. Like, I think there's guys like Dahlin who are more untouchable than others or about as close as you could get. And then after that, like, who are you looking at and saying, no way? And I think, but the thing is, to me, the question is, what do they want to fix? I think they're looking at goaltending. You know, they do have one really good prospect right now in the American Hockey League, but I think they'd like to see if they could add to that part of their roster. I think they'd like to get good young players and prospects. I mean, it'll be interesting. I just don't know a lot of what they wouldn't consider right now.
Yep, fair enough. Elliot Friedman's with us from Sportsnet and Hockey Night in Canada. He joins us every Monday. What are we hearing on the Aaron Ekblad injury in Florida?
Not good. I have really not bothered them today. Like, you know, Pat, I know I'm annoying, okay? There's just some days where you're like, I'm not going to be annoying. And today is one of those days with the Florida Panthers. Like, that really sucked last night. And it was awful. And, it's not going to be short term. And you got to give everybody a day to kind of breathe. And, you know, I think that it's a real shame. Ekblad was having probably his best season. He's tied for the NHL lead among defensemen in goals. You know, I think Hedman likely wins the Norris this year, but Ekblad was very much in the conversation. And that team is flirting with first place in the NHL, and he's, you know, a huge part of that. I think they were looking at D already, and that may obviously is going to continue. But, you know, I don't know how you replace that. You know, the guy was just such a horse. How are you going to find a guy who's going to replace that guy in the short term? I don't know that you can.
You do think that they do. They, like, you thought they were already chasing a blue liner, as you just said.
I think they were looking at adding to their back end. Because you know what? You look at that division. You know, I mean, you know, to win it, you've probably got to go through Tampa, right? And if you don't finish in first place, your first round matchup is Carolina, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Carolina can score. They can really score. So you've got to be prepared for a lot of offense there. I'll tell you this too. Like, I don't know if Dallas is going to make it. I think that they're really battered and beaten up, and I think those guys are giving it a hell of an effort. But just because they're so punishing, you wouldn't want to really see them in a playoff series either. I don't know if they'll have any gas left if they make it, but they'll take their pound of flesh off you.
And it does sound like Carolina is interested in making a move when it comes to a goaltender and maybe divesting of one of the three guys they've got. That's also a possibility we could see in the next couple months.
Well, they're definitely looking for a physical right shot D. Like, they asked Vancouver about Hamonic. And he said no. I mean, you guys all in Calgary, you guys know Hamonic's situation.
Yep.
He said no. So they are looking for that. Like, you know, it's funny. Like, you know, like in this league, you know, people don't really talk a lot about bruising blue liners anymore, but teams all think they need them in the playoffs. And Carolina is looking for that kind of a player. They have one too many goalies right now. I mean, in the regular season, you kind of need three, but that Nedeljkovic has had a huge year. And he's also one of those group six unrestricted free agents, right? Like, yep. If he doesn't get to a certain number, and I don't have it right in front of me, he's a UFA this year. And I think they feel that they could resign him, but, you know, he's having the kind of season that pushes his numbers up a little bit. So it'll be interesting there. I think Carolina, like, I think they think they can win, right? And if I was them, I would think I can win. So I think they're going to try to do some things to help them out.
With Elliot Friedman from Hockey Night in Canada and Sportsnet, in your 31 Thoughts column today, from a local perspective, you did mention the name of Derek Ryan, and you said you think that would be a really nice pickup for a team that is going to the postseason. Do you believe that Derek Ryan is available and the Flames have been getting calls on him?
I don't know if I would say that far. You know, like, look, we all know this. Like, I'm not a genius for saying this. The math doesn't look great for Calgary. The one thing I'm looking at, though, is Montreal's schedule. Mm-hmm. Now they're crushed. So they're looking at 25 games in 43 days. That is going to be tough. And I kind of talk about what I meant with Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, Dallas's schedule, they got crushed this year. They had a COVID shutdown, and they had those Texas power failures that knocked them out for another week. You know, that team is beaten up. They got some guys who are really playing hard. Like, I understand Hintz, like, he can barely even practice if he practices at all, and he still goes out there. And you know, that Robertson kid has played great for them. You know, I just think that Dallas, like, they are hanging on. They are so beaten up. But they're competing, and the schedule has just clobbered them. And, like, the one thing that I think Bergevin has done really well here is he's got a lot of bodies. Like, Michael Frolik, he's an NHL player. He hasn't played a game this year. Hmm. Every night he is, like, Victor Mete, who I think is an NHL player, he doesn't play a ton. So every night Montreal's got NHL bodies out of their lineup. I just think that it's going to be a huge challenge for them. So, the math isn't with you guys. The math is not with the Canucks. But I can see, you know, people saying, like, what happens if the Canadians really, you know, wear down here? Do we have a shot? And the other thing, too, is, you know, just in general with the Flames, you guys don't have a lot of UFAs there that, aside from Ryan, who are big-time rentals. So, like, I think you guys are listening on just about anything, but I don't think you're actively going around there saying, hey, you know, Derek Ryan, you know, here's what it would cost you. I think people are smart enough to figure it out on their own and call you and say, okay, what are you thinking about here? Problem is, there's a lot of guys like that. There's Glenn Denning. Yeah. There's a lot of free agent centers, but although teams will be looking for them.
Could you see, we know Toronto's goaltending situation's up in the air. Could you see David Rittich getting any interest from around the league at the deadline?
I think there will be some. I definitely think you'll see a situation where teams are going to say, okay, how do we feel about our goalie situation down the stretch? I think this, like, Toronto, like, it wouldn't surprise me if Toronto's called you guys and said, what are you thinking? But here's what I've heard about the Maple Leafs. Number one, at this point in time, they don't believe Anderson's injury, whatever it is season ending. So that's number one. Number two, what I understand they've told other teams is, we don't have a ton of cap room, and we're not burning it on a goalie unless we absolutely have to. So the fact they're not running out and saying, I got to get a goalie, says to me that they believe Anderson is coming back. So that's kind of where it stands today. Although, what's my regular line right now, Pat? What's true now might not be true in 10 minutes.
very true. There's no doubt about that. And finally, just before we let you go and let you continue with your busy day, a 5-1 loss. I was going in a different direction. I wanted to ask you about the college drafted players that could be available and that could end up joining teams. We already saw Cole Caulfield signed in Montreal. Dylan Holloway, you reported on him on Saturday headlines. Definitely some decisions to be made by teams on some high-profile players that are no longer playing in the NCAA after this weekend.
Well, I got to make a call on Holloway soon because he was supposed to find out today the situation with his thumb. He broke his thumb and he played injured. So there's some talk he might not even be able to play this year. So that could affect his decision on whether or not he turns pro and or goes back and plays another year at Wisconsin. You know, the guys that, the big one is Spencer Knight. Now, Spencer Knight is the goalie at Boston College. He was a first-round draft pick of the Panthers 2 years ago. And, you know, there's a big logjam in their crease. There's a $70 million logjam with Bobrovsky. There's Chris Drieger, although he could be a UFA. And they have another really talented prospect, the kid who played for Team Canada at the World Juniors. So I know there have been rumors that Knight has kind of looked at this and said, you know, is it too logjam for him? Is he going to be blocked by Bobrovsky? And, you know, first of all, I think he's going to, you know, they just lost, so I think he'll take a couple days to think about it. But I think the other thing here is that, you know, Drieger's a UFA, Knight can't become an unrestricted free agent for 2 more years. Mm-hmm. If you're drafted out of the NCAA, they hold your rights for 4 years. So, you know, that's one thing. The other thing here is that, and this is the thing that Florida's done the best, is that they have shown, Pat, they're not just giving the net to Bobrovsky because he makes the most money. Like, he lost his job, and they have given Drieger a lot of runway this year because he's earned it. So I think at the very least, what Knight can look at is say, okay, if I go there and I play well, I'm going to play at least while he's on his ELC. Now, in 2 or 3 years, we might have a different problem. But the fact is, you can handle the ELC because depending on the bonus structure because it's limited. So if he wants to go pro, I think you can look at it and say Florida's going to clear a path for the kid to play for a few years.
Thank you, Mr. Friedman. Great stuff, as always. We will talk to you again next week, my friend.
All right, Pat. Have a great week.
Elliot Friedman, brought to you by Calgary Lock & Safe. Having issues with your automatic doors not working properly? Calgary Lock & Safe can help. Visit CalgaryLockAndSafe.com.